Jeremiah, Jehovah Throws. We often find our attempts to bring Christ to people treated with hostility. Jeremiah preaches to the king, in vain, facing severe penalties, starvation, and death. Jeremiah means Jehovah Throws. His life spans pre-exile and exile. While he declares God's judgment, he assures that it is only for purification and unveils the hope of the Messiah. Jeremiah 40:52, Lamentations 3. Jeremiah purified. His mouth is cleansed like other major prophets. The Lord touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. Jeremiah 1:9. Jeremiah and the potter. Whenever a potter turns out badly, the potter simply starts over. This represents Israel on whom God is working over and over, slaying, bringing health and healing. God's question, can't I do just as this potter does, people of Israel, applies to us too. The potter's field. This brings a comparison between Jeremiah and Matthew. In Jeremiah 19:1, chief priests and elders purchased from the potter a pot, a symbol of God's judgments against themselves. In Matthew 17:1, the chief priests and elders purchase a plot, a symbol of God's judgment against themselves. In Jeremiah 19:10, the earthen container pot was cast down in front of his opponents, a portent of destruction of Jerusalem. In Matthew 26:15, 27, 3 and 5, Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and casts the 30 pieces of silver down to the elders of the temple. Jeremiah prepares. God exhorts him to brace for the toughest competition ever, to survive in a corrupt world. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? Jeremiah 12:5. Jeremiah prays, preaches, laments. He identifies with Israel's state, yet brings hope in despair, Lamentations 3. Jeremiah pulverizes popularity prophets. Don't listen to the sermons of the prophets. It's all hot air. Lies, lies, and more lies. They make it all up. Not a word they speak comes from me. They preach their everything will turn out fine sermon to congregations with no taste for God. Jeremiah 23:16 and 27. Jeremiah prophesies. He prophesies Jesus' rule, persecution of the Jews and great tribulation, Jeremiah 30, new covenant, Jeremiah 31, nations uniting to worship Christ, Jeremiah 3, good shepherds, Jeremiah 23, and the regathering of Israel, Jeremiah 23 again. Are we developing cutting-edge skills to compete in a world and against false prophets in the church? Do we stay true to God's word at any cost?